Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for The Daily Record. My guest is Danny Jacobs of The Daily Record. Danny, there's been a court decision in the dispute over the long-delayed State Center project just west of Howard Street and MLK Boulevard in Baltimore. Give us the history of the project to start off with here.
So back in 2005, there was a big plan to develop a transit-oriented mixed-use development there. And from 2005 to 2010, they announced developers, they released plans and everything. And then this December 2010, a bunch of downtown property owners filed suit against the state and the developer and said the procurement process that was used was not properly followed.
That was what they alleged.
They alleged that.
And Peter Angelos was thought to be the person behind all this.
Yes, he's believed to help fund the plaintiffs. He's not a named plaintiff in the case, but the property managers, business owners, restaurant owners, people down in downtown, and some in Little Italy even are opposed to this because their fear is that if this development comes in, it's going to suck all the business out of the central business district and property vacancies will go up more than they are now.
It's really an important neighborhood redevelopment program.
$1.5 billion.
An enormous project up there. And something needed to be done with that old state building anyway.
Yeah. And so they had the plan laid out. The developer was selected. And then this lawsuit happens in December 2010, and it stops everything. In early 2013, the city circuit court judge said the process was improperly procured. What happened was at some point in 2008, I believe, Struver Brothers, who was the lead developer, dropped out. And rather than rebidding the process, the state just used another – put another company in there run by a former Struver employee. The company is called Akistix LLC.
And which the state argued in court was perfectly proper.
Right. The state says that this is all a ground lease and so they don't need to follow the procurement process as specifically as – plaintiffs allege.
We believe that the financing is still available for this.
One of my colleagues talked to the developer and said it's been on pause pretty much since this lawsuit happened. Now we're ready to go and start up again. This was just sort of a pause button on the whole process.
Has it cost the state anything, this delay? It must have cost them something.
Well, that was their argument in the case. They didn't – I don't think they put a dollar amount on it. But the fact that the plaintiffs waited so long to challenge this, by that point everything else is in place. They're ready to go. And all of a sudden the plaintiff said, you know, whoa, hold on here. You can't do this. You did it wrong. And the court's opinion was they didn't rule on whether or not the procurement process was properly followed. They just said that the plaintiffs waited too long to challenge the plan. They had multiple chances, the court says, between 2005 and 2010 to challenge it, and they didn't do it, so therefore they couldn't bring this challenge.
Process is everything.
Process is everything. And the court actually, the Court of Appeals took the case instead of it going to the Court of Special Appeals first. So this is the last ruling on this issue in Maryland.
This a large amount of unoccupied downtown spaces must be alarming to everyone. So it'll really be interesting to see if anyone responds to that because that's a legitimate concern.
The plaintiffs didn't really respond to the court ruling, but rather we talked to a couple. They sent out statements from some business owners, and they just said, we're just very concerned about this development. We're concerned about what's going to happen now. They kind of said, we lost the case, but we're going to really keep an eye on this going forward and make sure it doesn't impact our businesses. The mayor's office sent us a statement too and said we're ready to go. We're full steam ahead on this and we're going to make sure that it's the best development possible for the whole city.
Okay, good. Danny, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
For Danny Jacobs, I'm Fraser Smith and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.